If I make, it's all going because I'm drinking. So if I make kiddush, then I'll ask somebody else to drink the wine. Maybe Rabbeinu Chanan would say that'd be okay.
Right?
Maybe. Again, this is all maybe because he didn't explain himself. Maybe you'd say it'd be okay, but maybe not. Maybe you would say that since I'm making kiddush and people won't see that I'm not going to be drinking it, and people might already suspect that I wash my hands for the drinking of the wine. Maybe.
It's all in the air. I think you're going on to the common status of Mishamai. That's why you call
it's not Rabbeinu Chanan. It's not Rabbeinu Chanan. You're saying your own shot. It's not Rabbeinu Chanan was saying. Rabbeinu Chanan said the chashash because of gasei ruach. So I'm just in Rabbeinu Chanan. There's a mocking to discuss what's his problem, what's the focus of Rabbeinu Chanan. Is the focus of Rabbeinu Chanan the drinking of it, or is the focus of the tekis that people will see me doing something and will suspect that I'm going to be drinking?
Yeah.
Stop that in the air a little bit. Next, Jesus. Zinin, Sagin, Avakemni, Kamedirat. 20 times I was by Rav, so we saw this thesis, yes, then we'll do it again. Hashta Masik, the Kiddush Lam Ezer Hadas. Now, the conclusion of the Gemara is, the Kiddush is not a Ezer Hadas. According to Rabbeinu Chanan, what was the conclusion of the Gemara? From Rabbeinu Chanan, what was the conclusion? What was the conclusion? That was also explained by Bruno. There's something called a Havimina and a Maskana. Yeah? A Bruno was the Havimina of the Sugya and Maskana is the conclusion. So what was the conclusion of the Gemara Kondra of Bruno?
You just say it on bread. You just say it on bread. You don't have a problem. If you watch, just go ahead and say it on bread.
If you watch, say it on bread.
Say Kiddush on bread. Maskana?
Yeah. It's a good argument thing. How did anyone understand? What to have they read the Gemara after Rabbeinu Chanan?
No, he also knows that. He says the problem is just
a moot point.
Because Gasei Ruach, right? Rabbeinu says you can release the other belief Kaddish because of Gasei Ruach. So how does the Gemara carry on after that?
Say break, how about you let him in heart and then say Kiddush afterwards. The new, when you make Kiddush over bread, the order of saying Kiddush over bread, and then it doesn't look like you washed to drink wine.
So you're saying, according to Rabbeinu Chanan, the maskana of the Gemara is make Kiddush on bread?
That's what I'm saying.
Rabbeinu says, somebody who washes his hand can't make Kiddush because he has got from Gaterah, to which the Gemara answered back, you can make Kiddush on bread. That's how you're learning?
Okay.
Okay. Is that how you're learning?
I thought the Maskana was, you can't make Kiddush on bread.
That was a half a minute. What's the Maskana?
That's how I understood the Maskana.
The Bruno said somebody else to make Kiddush on the wine. But Yitzhak said, Zimnin Sagin, Havikayim Nekamedirav, and what, that's Maskana. No, what's the Maskana? What's the conclusion of the Sugya? What's the conclusion of the Sugya? So that's what changed. Originally we thought you can't do on bread. And now we're saying you can do on bread?
No, it was a wine.
The reason why
you can't go on, look at Rav Elchanan, he's talking about wine.
No.
So the Hamamina was, if you wash, then you can't make Kiddush on wine. Then we say, well, Kiddush can be on wine and also on bread. So then all you do is go make Kiddush on bread. And
so,
then you,
I mean, the Hamamina, Bruno says,
that
you have to get somebody else to do Kiddush. Why not? Why can't you? Because he thought you couldn't do Kiddush on bread.
Okay.
And then you have to get somebody else.
Okay. But you can't
do Kiddush. The Maskana is, you can do Kiddush on bread.
Okay.
That's right. The Mahalach of Rimotcha. Yeah? He's taking out a new Mahalach in the Sugya. It's true, we have to explain Rabbi Chanan somehow. Rabbi Chanan said the Havamina was that if Bruno was upset, that if you'd make Kiddush After you wash your hands, it looks like you're gathering ruach. So get somebody else to do it. To which Rav Yitzchok says that when I was with Rav, he did, what did he do?
Sometimes he preferred wine.
He made some kiddush on wine, some kiddush on bread. What's that got to do with? What's that got to do with what Rav Bruna said?
So don't worry about that you can't make.
So says that Mordechai, that what he means to say is, where did you see that from Rav?
Is it Rebbe Ochanan? Because he was actually making kiddush of washing before kiddush because of Gatzei Ruach.
No.
And Rebbe Ochanan says, well, what are you talking about? I see that Rebbe Ochanan did that.
When did he do it? He made kiddush on wine, some made kiddush on wine, some made kiddush on bread. What's it got to do with Gatzei Ruach? If he made kiddush on wine, he didn't wash his hands beforehand. If he made kiddush on bread, he didn't wash his hands beforehand. What's it got to do with Gatzei Ruach?
And he washed the beginning of both. And
so don't bring in about wine and bread. So says the Moscow wants to say pshat is that he means to say you can't make kiddush on bread, and therefore if you did wash your hands before
you can
before kiddush, so just make kiddush on bread. And that's what the Gemara meant there. Major change in pshat, new pshat, the fifth pshat, or sixth pshat, I'm not sure where we're holding now. It's good. There's a possibility of explaining Rabbi Yochanan like some of the stuff which you learned in the sugya. If we learn it today, like Rabbi Yochanan, you can't make kiddush on bread. You cannot make kiddush on bread. It's a possibility of explaining Rabbi Yochanan according to have an answer from the Gemara as well.
You wait and they finish the next day.
So Rabbi Yochanan said that Rav never washed
before. Rabbi Yochanan said that Bruna says you're not allowed to wash before wine. To which the Gemara answers back something which refuted Rabbi Yochanan's refuted Bruna's thing. What? So if we're not having a tam, I'm suggesting this. If we're not having a tam, he always made them wine. He never made them bread. Then Zimin Sagim meant sometimes he just wanted to eat, drink wine. And sometimes he wanted originally to eat bread. So he made kiddush first on wine and then had bread straight away afterwards. So it means he washed his hands before the kiddush. So you see clearly not like Bruno. You see clearly not like Zimin, they just wanted wine. And he turns in and they wanted bread. And of course he made kiddush first because you're not allowed to make kiddush on bread. So he made kiddush on wine first. And he made washed beforehand. So that therefore you see not like Rabbi. Well, you know. You see no problem with Gatzei Ruach. That's how he was learning him up. Okay? Didn't follow that? We have to understand how the Gemara answered back to a Bruno.
Rab will.
So Rabbeinu says somebody about Gatzei Ruach.
Right, how do I know that it's a problem?
So what is Rav Yitzchok answer back? Says, sometimes he makes kiddush on wine, sometimes he makes kiddush on bread. What do we see from that? What are we learning from that? Right? So we're saying, if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, he never makes kiddush on bread. Can't make kiddush on bread. So what did he do? What did the Gemara mean by sometimes he makes kiddush on wine, sometimes he makes kiddush on bread? It means sometimes he only wanted to have wine. So he makes kiddush on wine. Sometimes he wanted to eat bread. So what he did was he made kiddush of wine and then straight away ate bread.
Having washed
before the kiddush. So what do we see from that? There's nothing wrong with washing before kiddush. There's no problems of Gatzei Ruach. The Chonan said there's problems of Gatzei Ruach. No problems of Gatzei Ruach.
But he wouldn't drink the wine. Someone else would drink the wine.
Who said that?
Sure.
Who said that?
Well, because the whole concern about Ruach.
No, so you see there's no problem with Gatzei Ruach.
I wasn't worried about that.
I wasn't worried about that. He washed his hand, made kiddush, drank the wine, and then made the mochi.
That's what
Rav Yitzchok wants to prove. Now, Bruno was saying the problem with Gatzei Ruach. To which Rav Yitzchok turned down, there's no problem with Gatzei Ruach. How do I know that?
Because Rav
did it, and sometimes he wanted to eat bread straight away afterwards. He made kiddush on wine. Earlier, washing first. He washed, made kiddush, drank the wine, and then he got by his tears.
So it doesn't answer just counts.
Rav Chanan was explaining a
bracha.
Rav Chanan is an Amora, is a Rishon. He's explaining what Amora was saying. Rav Chanan said that where a bracha said the concern is because of Gas and Ruach, that's how Rav Chanan explained it. To which Rav Yitzchak answered back that you're wrong. Meaning the brain is wrong. The brain who said the concern is because of Gatzei Ruach is wrong. There's no problem with Gatzei Ruach. Why? Because I see Rav made kiddush on wine and then first did the kiddush and washed and then wine, drank, kamoitzi, no problems with Gatzei Ruach.
That knocks off the Rishon, but doesn't knock off
Rav Ruach.
That's the only reason Rav Ruach said what he did?
Kuntra Bachanon, that is what Rav Ruach said.
But because Rav did what he did, that shows that Elkanon is wrong.
Well, you have to
remember that Rav Bruno,
you're almost doing a cardinal sin. You must learn the sugya according to Rav Chanan. Because every Rishon, that's the sugya, right? Rav Chanan told us the sugya was that there's a problem with Gatzei Ruach. To which Rabbi Yitzchok said there's no problem with Gatzei Ruach because I see it from Rav. Where do I see it? From the fact that he made kiddush first and then he washed first, kiddush hamoitzi. Right, that's how Rabbi Chanan would learn the sugya. Now, he maybe say it. Well, maybe Rabbi Bruno had another pshat. Rabbi Chanan told us that was a pshat of the sugya. In Jema, let's back to the table. In Jema, second line in the second traces of the page. In Jema, the Vega, it was Vaim, Aminon, Beis Hillel, Moskina, Takois, Vachach, Noikim, Yedai. Okay, first you have to pour the cup, and then you wash your hands. Mefarish Taima, and the Gemara there says, Mishum to take of Nitzilis Daim Sadar. You mustn't have a gap between Nitzilis Daim and the eating. Pouring the wine is more of a hesach hadas than kiddush. He says, asking, don't understand the whole sugya. You're telling me the whole concern is because of hesach hadas, and the maskana is no problem with hesach hadas, and you can make kiddush after washing your hands. There's no problem with hesach. And don't understand, you're not allowed to pour the cup of wine after washing your hands. You're not allowed to pour a cup of wine, but you are allowed to make kiddush. What, pouring a cup of wine is more of hesach hadas than saying kiddush? That sounds weird. Kiddush is like a big section, can take you 2 minutes. Pouring wine can do in 20 seconds. Is that going to be? You can't pour the wine 20 seconds. But you can say kiddush, it can take you 2 minutes. How can it be? Mishlina Tesaitis, Shani Meziga. Meziga here is a different thing. Meziga Shibachamit. Meziga means a special pouring, diluting, getting the exact right measurement with hot water. So maybe you're going to be getting the exact measurement. That takes time. Chamit. I don't know how you do it. But, V'toch Diktuk Shela Yechzer Shela Yoisir. That's more of a hezradat mikdash. Kiddush you can do in your sleep, but getting exactly right, that's not. That's the first pshat. That's the pshat of tefillah. So after Ibi Zillel say you can't, you have to be first mezik a kiddush and then you see the tzedayim. That is mezik a kiddush is worse. Mezik a kiddush is more of a hesek. More you take your mind off things. Second heritage of Tetris, I've been in
touch. As long as he washes his hands after he pours and measures everything out,
then he can wash his hands.
That's no problem.
Right. I've been in time period. Now, Altamari Bechoyo, that Mishnah, Bishamai, this point of Bishamai Tetris that said that you have to be Mosvig the coast first, is talking about in the weekday, Bishlochos, Shem Yitzel, Kleid and Meziga, if you wash your hands before you pour the cup of wine, Shayat, you'll end up being involved in other things, and you won't eat straight away. That means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, pouring means drinking as well. It means you're drinking a cup of wine before the meal. Now, if you wash your hands before you drink a cup of wine, you'll drink a cup of wine and it'll go off. And that washing that you did for your bread was the vasala. And therefore on a weekday. And therefore we want you first to drink a cup of wine. And then before you eat, wash your hands, take your vintage to that and spill that. There shouldn't be any risk of you getting carried away. But says the Gutasis of the Shabbos, where your meal straight away afterwards, there's no concern you're going to get carried away. The Shulchan Aruch is there, you're going to eat straight away, and therefore there's no concern, and therefore we can allow you on the Shabbos to wash your hands before. What are you talking about? Sorry?
Shabbos.
Sorry, say again, sir. I missed your point.
No, we say that it's only an issue for Rav, not by Shmuel.
We're saying even according to Rav, we're going to allow it.
Right,
even if on Torah we're going to allow it. It's on Shabbat. Since you're going to eat it, you're going to eat the meal, so we're not worried you're going to get carried away. Shabbat, it's a Shabbat meal, we know you're going to eat it, we're not worried you're going to get carried away. So let me tell you something. We've had the kasha from the Shammai, the Hillel, has that been with Rav, and we've had three answers. Two in Tosfos and one in Rashba. Two Tirusim in Tosfos, how could Rav make kiddush, wash your hands before kiddush? We know you're not allowed to wash your hands before pouring the cup. One there is diluting the cup is tremendous effort and you get carried away. Second terrace is, I was talking about particularly in the weekday, on Shabbos and on white back getting carried away. And the third terrace was, we had the Rashbam, that's the din of chatchila, the din of not washing before doing other things is in the chatchila. And Rav, because he wants to make kiddush on bread, says that it's more important for him to make kiddush on bread, even though there will be a slight hesper between the washing hands and the eating of moitzi, and because kiddush on bread for him was more chashuv. That was the answer. We've gone through the sugya. As you can see, there's so many different opinions in Rishonim. What we have to do now is take each Rishon and go through the sugya. Get that Rishon clear. Each Rishon, I mean, to go through the sugya with the Rashbam, go through the sugya with Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yochanan, and then the Rish. Each sugya, get it clear. The best is to make some type of chart for yourself as you go along, and then once you've done that, then we can say, he learned that way, and he learned that way, and that way will be clear. So I'm now giving you today and tomorrow to learn through the sugya properly. We've done the whole sugya now. Start from Abrina, Abrina with Rashbam. We know all the other opinions. We know the Rashbam had the Rashbam understood. How the Rashbam understood what was the Abrina's concern, and what was the Yitzchok's refutation, and what's the Halacha Lemaisa has that fit in with Beis Hillel, right? What was the Yitzchok's refutation? Those are three things we have to know. What was the Rebbeinu's concern? What was the Yitzchok's refutation to it? And what has that fit in with Beis Hillel? And then you move on to Tosfos. Come to Tosfos, start with the Tosfos and the Kaddish Arista. What was Rebbeinu's concern? What was the Yitzchok's refutation? And has that fit in with Beis Hillel? And then there's the Bachanon over there, and then there's the Rish, and the Ran explains the Rish. And once you've got that, then we'll have conquered the sugya. We'll have learned different mahalchim to understand the Yitzchok. Yes, on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Yes, Hashem, we'll give a shir, give a sakim, the sugya, to make sure we have it all clear. That means we have Tuesday and Wednesday till 11 o'clock to make sure we have it all clear. 11 o'clock Wednesday, Chabur, be Misakim.
This is just said that you're going to get involved with other things.